Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Hey, this week we've been looking at the Alpha and Omega, the Lord Jesus Christ. And yesterday, oh, I wish you could have heard what we said yesterday. Yesterday we were talking about how he is the beginning of our salvation and how he is the end of our salvation. He's the Alpha and he's the Omega. Revelation 1:8, the beginning and the end. And a lot of times we make the mistake of thinking, well, you see, in order to come to God, I've got to prepare myself. I've got to clean myself up before I come to God. Have you ever thought like that? Well, that's a tragic mistake. It's a fatal flaw in our thinking if we think like that. Because you don't have to prepare yourself to come to him. Why? Because he's the beginning. He's the author of our salvation. He's the beginning of our salvation. You've got to allow him to be all your salvation. The Lord Jesus Christ, let him save you. There's no salvation anywhere else other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And so salvation cannot begin with you. Well, you say, I just haven't repented enough. You know, I haven't been convicted of sins long enough. Well, if you're waiting to be repented of sins, or I mean convicted of sins, so that you can repent and waiting for that to happen, then you're simply saying, okay, I'm going to begin this salvation process. Something's going to begin with me. But it doesn't begin with you. It begins with the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to begin salvation with the Lord Jesus Christ, for he's the Alpha, he's the beginning. And you'll never get salvation unless the first letter is Alpha, the Lord Jesus Christ. And if he is not your foundation, then you've no salvation. Look at him, there he is, hanging upon the cross. Look at him, there his wounds are flowing, his heart is breaking, his soul is in anguish. Look at him, there he is, the Alpha of your salvation. Look and live. Oh yes, look unto me, he says, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there's none other. He's Alpha. He's the beginning. What are you trying to rest upon? Just abandon all your righteousness, would you? You know, sometimes it's not sin that keeps people out of heaven, it's their righteousness. Oh, abandon your efforts to impress God. Just come to Jesus Christ and see him as your all and in all. See him there. He's died for your sins. See him there, the Lord of glory, who came and clothed himself with humanity. He became a little baby. He became a servant. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. See him there, impaled upon a Roman cross, dying for your sins. Now rest upon that. God loves you. God's for you. He's come here for you. He's not against you. Turn to him. Ask him to save you. Oh, don't even rest on your turning. Just say, Jesus, turn me. Save me. Be Alpha and Omega to me. And if you say it like that, he'll save you. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada 89016. Or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Black Rock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.